Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds bet everything on a legal war with Justin Baldoni. Now with their careers torched, Lively had resorted to saying it was all about the children. It was all about protecting future young ladies from being subjected to what she's gone through. However, after days of deliberation, we've got big news. It turns out Lively and her husband just might have had enough, and a settlement has been reached. Hello friends, hello fam, welcome back yet again, yet another video of excellence on the way as we continue to dive deep into the hallowed halls of Hollyweird each and every day for you. A settlement is now here for Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. What's the damage to their careers? We'll tell you, click the like button, and here we go. Well, Ron Coleman, the attorney extraordinaire who's been on the show recently, he said that the attorneys for Blake Lively must be screaming at her in the background, settle, settle. Settle. And ladies and gentlemen, this one is settled, but they're getting it wrong. The mainstream media is missing this. We'll explain why right now and talk about how badly this is going to damage not only Blake Lively, but Ryan Reynolds. Here it is out of Variety. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni have settled their ends with a sexual harassment lawsuit after a year and a half. Go to the committee notes, please. On April 2nd, 2026, a judge dismissed Blake Lively's harassment, defamation, and conspiracy claims. Justin Baldoni was removed as a defendant. The final settlement resolved the remaining retaliation and contract claims against the production companies and the PR firm. So, sorry, Blake, you didn't even get to settle with Justin Baldoni. He was off the hook already. In a carefully crafted joint statement, says Variety, the parties expressed their feeling about moving on. Quote, the end product, the movie It Ends With Us, is a source of pride to all of us who work to bring it to life. All of us. Raising awareness and making a meaningful impact in the lives of domestic survivors and all survivors is a goal that we stand behind. Well, yeah, who wouldn't? We acknowledge the process presented challenges and recognize concerns raised by Ms. Lively deserved to be heard. We remain firmly committed to workplaces free of improprieties and unproductive environments, although they don't say they did that. It is our sincere hope that this brings closure and allows all involved to move forward constructively and in peace, including a respectful environment online. Again, that's not coming from Justin Baldoni. He's off the hook. That's coming from the PR firm and the production company. CNN is covering it this way. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's Wayfarer, the company, reached settlement 2 weeks ahead of trial start. Nikki Brown covering it this way. And the high-profile legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's production company, which previously was not against his production company, it was just against him, will no longer go to trial if the parties announced a settlement just 2 weeks before jury selection was slated to begin. Details of the settlement agreement were not immediately available. We suspect there's probably nothing there. I will go to this paragraph. It says, last month, a federal judge threw out 10 of the 13 claims in Lively's lawsuit, including the big ones, effectively narrowing the case. Some of the toss claims, including the ones involving harassment, were nixed due to legal technicalities, such as Lively being considered an independent contractor rather than employee. Oh, CNN, spin me one, please. CNN, they were thrown out because I think they didn't happen in the state where the judge is presiding over the court. Like, there's no jurisdiction there. And it's all a bunch of trickery by Blake Lively. Okay. Well, here's the deal. They pulled the plug and everybody remember Blake said, we're going to trial. I'm taking this to trial. I'm doing it for the little girls. I'm doing it for the children's. Danny, I believe she realized this is not going to go my way. And there's no big payday. As far as we know, it's just release a mutual statement and move on. And this is a huge loss for Blake Lively. And Ryan Reynolds, they gain nothing except that she and he look a lot like Amber Heard. And I think that's going to hurt their careers. What say you?
I think the whole thing was stupid to begin with. As we were talking before the show started, like I covered a lot of this on my show for what feels like years. And finally, I was just like, this is never ending. And it was just a bunch of drama back and forth. Texts and he said this, she said that, he's making me sad, she's saying I was bad guy, he made a character called Nice Pool about me that nobody on planet Earth would have ever known that Nice Pool was supposed to be Justin Baldoni. And really, you're mad that a character called Nice Pool was named after you? Come on. Seriously, the whole situation was just absolutely ridiculous. It's something out of a reality show that I ban in my household. So this should have been squashed like last year. And those wonderful images that the public had of at least Ryan Reynolds are damaged irreparably now. We have a completely different image of him. And that's a shame.
One of the things that we noticed too is, you know, a lot of the celebrity friends were not fans of having their stuff picked up by subpoenas, and that was about to all come out. And I got a feeling that T-Swift is not into this stuff. So I think, you know, to go into Wiz, I think there was a huge amount of pressure coming from the other folks in Tinseltown saying, do not put our mud out there for a cause you cannot win. Do not, or you're going to be canceled big time. You're not going to play around with us anymore.
Yeah, anytime there's a high profile case or controversy like this that especially gets legal, another example would be, you know, Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp. Anything that airs Hollywood's dirty laundry, they're not going to like. Now, the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp one was a lot more confined. This one was not. This one had a lot of people involved. We had text messages and conversations and he said, she said, and it happened to be including a lot of the Hollywood darlings out there. You know, there was many years in between when Johnny Depp was canceled and when the trial took place. He was out of the zeitgeist for a while. Amber Heard out of the zeitgeist for a while. All of this, boom, happening in real time as we have a Deadpool and Wolverine movie still in the brains of everybody. You know, we were many years from Pirates when Johnny Depp had trouble. This is bad. This is bad, and yeah, it's not good for Hollywood. You know, whether it plays out for either of them, I don't really care. They've got all the money in the world. Yeah. But as far as like Hollywood is concerned, Hollywood is in a sticky situation right now. The perception around Hollywood is fading to it's almost invisible. It's nearly invisible. People do not care anymore. And if we find out a little bit that you're not a good person, you're done. So I think the way that they handle Ryan Reynolds' career and Blake Lively's career moving forward, it's going to be very difficult to manage that. She's going to need to go away for a long, long time.
I think she was toast. She is toast. And I think that the settlement was to save Ryan.
Well, yeah, probably.
I would agree with that, too.
We just did an article on one of the sites. I don't remember if it was That Park Place or Geeks and Gamers, where we talked about the fact that, like, they're contemplating moving to Europe. Like, they are getting out of Dodge. Like, they are fleeing the country.
Really?
Because it is so bad for them right now. So Ryan Reynolds has got the soccer club over in England, so they're talking about going to move to England. I mean, she has, like, because now you can't think Blake Lively without thinking heinous mean girl, essentially. like, because she is. She's the ultimate mean girl, right? Like, the only one that comes close to her is probably like Anne Hathaway from everything that I've heard. But
oh gosh. And have you seen any pictures of her and Swifty since started?
No, well that was another thing. We covered that on That Park Place that apparently you know, Taylor Swift has ghosted her, according to, you know, friends. Like, she is, the second she got subpoenaed in all this, she was like, I'm not dealing with your drama anymore. Apparently Blake has groveled to her trying to like get her back as a friend, and Taylor Swift wants nothing to do with her.
And like, we also didn't see any of this coming.
And I know this is 13-year-old girl stuff, like it's right. High school stuff. But like, Taylor Swift's boyfriend or fiance unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram, and everybody noticed.
Bum bum bum.
And hey, nothing of value was lost.
Hey Andy, one of the most fascinating threads that I've been following, not on Threads or Blue Sky, I would never go there. Those are disgusting places. But Andy, one of the threads that I've been enjoying so much is apparently. People were saying, you know what? Actually, if Ryan Reynolds loses and, you know, can't be hired for a lot of these rom-coms and movies, that's okay because Mr. Gosling is taking over that role with Project Hail Mary and Starfighter and Ken and all this. And I thought, well, how funny is that? That, you know, he looks similar enough and he's clever enough. We'll just go with him instead. Bye, Reynolds. Bye, Mr. Reynolds. We don't need you. I don't know.
Maybe we have another handsome Canadian Ryan that can...
Right, Mr. Notebook. Yeah. So, Andy, what do you think about that? That Gosling star rose while Ryan Reynolds was on the downfall.
This might be a little controversial, but I would like ask the ladies out there that if does it matter who your Mimbos are, as long as they look good and they're kind of like you can they've got a little bit of a charisma where you can say, oh wow, they're kind of sexy and nice and stuff like that.
Are you can get anybody Hugh Jackman as a Mimbo? Are you calling Hugh Jackman too a Mimbo?
Well, I mean, let's face facts. Like, that's why every Marvel character, every male Marvel character had the shirt off, right? It was like, well, except for Patton Oswalt when he was in a...
Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, please don't take the shirt off.
And you've ruined it for me.
Blake Lively, I mean, sending her to England, is that revenge for Meghan Markle having to come back to America?
No.
Is that...
Think of a star.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to be Blake Lively. She's just kind of going into obscurity. Ryan Reynolds will have work because he's Ryan Reynolds, but he's also aging out of the hot like young man roles in the rom coms that he's had. So he's going to have to actually act and be likable. Well, he will be able to do Deadpool for a while if Marvel can afford him. But I think Marvel's going to end up having to go with all unknown actors and make cheaper movies for a long time to make some money back because they can't afford the direction they're going.
I think that with Ryan Reynolds, I think Deadpool is going to be a reliable source of you know roles for him. But I think that the rom-coms that he cut his teeth on and that he makes his bread and butter on, I think those are going to dry up, not just because he's getting old, but I think just because the female, like the rom-com audience, the actual female audience, not the one that Marvel and Star Wars pretend to chase, they don't like things like this, and they're very invested in things like this.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, let's elevate the conversation, you and I. Are you prepared?
I don't know. Am I capable of elevating a conversation? I feel like I drag us down to the gutter.
Lauren, let's put together, okay? Because we've been talking about Baldoni, we've been talking about Blake Lively, but there's something that's way bigger than these two that I think is sort of creating much of the tension, and we need to discuss it. I'm not joking here, Lauren.
Is it the grumpy?
No, that's misheard, okay? Leave those in the bed. Lauren, here's the deal.
Don't leave them in the bed. That's the wrong thing to do with them.
You go deal with them. I don't want part of that. Lauren, this deal with Blake Lively happened just after new laws. I mean, like within weeks of new laws being passed in California following the Me Too movement. And they were signed under Gavin Newsom, and they essentially make it almost impossible for any man to defend himself. I mean, really and truly, folks, you can go look at it. Ron Coleman has been on here and described these. Within a few weeks of those being pushed through, Blake Lively made this action. And it seems the calculation was that she was going to manage to use those California laws to win no matter what. And it looked like she was going to. The problem is, finally, a judge said out of New Jersey, oh, wait a minute, we're in New Jersey, and this is not California, and therefore those laws cannot be applied. And that's what saved Baldoni in this case. Lauren, my question is, after Amber Heard and after Blake Lively and after some of this other stuff, too, do you think we've reached the point now where that Me Too movement and believe all women and never believe the man, has that melted down? Have we gone back to sanity now to say that both genders are capable of good and bad? Or are we stuck in that same movement?
No.
Okay.
You're still talking about California. No. I mean, for the rest of the country, I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, that's probably not a good idea, but it's going to take a while for you to convince California to let go of some of that stuff.
Do you think any of the male celebrities looked at this and said, oh, crap, if this had happened to us, if the production is California, we're screwed, all of us. There's nothing we can do. Do you think any of them have figured that out yet?
I think that their livelihoods depend upon agreeing with the groupthink. So they will parrot what the groupthink is and retain their own thoughts privately.
Well, there you go. And maybe move out of California?
Well, if all they're getting is waitering jobs, then yeah, probably.
Well, I've just noticed a lot of major celebrities. Suddenly they're leaving. They're going other places, and they're saying,
that's also got to do with taxation.
They're getting taxed into high holy hell.
Well, the billionaire tax.
Plus, a lot of their houses burned down last year, and they don't want to leave a place that catches fire on.
How many houses have been rebuilt? Last time I checked, it was two. Are we still at two out of an area the size of the city of Paris? too. Is that right? Folks, we'll check on it. One thing is for sure. The house of Reynolds and Lively, they burned that down. And what did they get out of all of this? What did they chase this for years and roast their careers for? A speechless settlement.
And put another one in the can, folks. A video of excellence has been birthed into existence, and you were there to witness it. Thank you for participating. We hope you had a good time. Folks, it's a great time. Anytime we get to share time with you, and we mean it. The only thing additional we ask, on the way out the door, consider clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, click it and stick it to those pesky algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment down below. And oh, by the way, if you would be so kind, perhaps share this out on your favorite social media platforms. Folks, we've got all kinds of content coming your way. If you are interested in going even beyond all of that, well, there's a pro store, and you can always find those items directly below the video you're watching. The Pro Store. It's a cool place to check out for items that, well, definitely Disney and the rest are not going to sell you, but we're happy to do so. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.